Welcome back to the University School. I'm Chris Conley. Second intermission, Wildcats 4, Evergreens nothing. Recapping our scoring, one goal scored in that second period. It belonged to Duncan Brown with an assist from Chris Keeler, and Jake Candle came on a power play 10:34, making our score 4-0. Brian Botcher, the senior goalie for the University School, who shut out these Evergreens 2-0 last year, working on another shutout, made 5 saves in the second period for a total of 10. Michael Moe, 14 saves in that second period, allowed one to get by him. A total of 23 saves tonight, on top of the 34 saves he made last night against Wisconsin Rapids. Now, Rapids last night beat these D.C. Everest Evergreens 4-0. I will tell you, it is like night and day. This University School team is faster and better. They are tuning up to play Wausau West tomorrow. And if I wasn't indisposed, because we have the Evergreens game against Marquette tomorrow afternoon at 3, it'll be live on Fox Sports Radio. If I wasn't tied up with doing that game, I'd almost want to pay and spend money for a ticket to see how the Wausau West Warriors and this University School Wildcat team match up. That should be a dandy of a hockey game. The University School has played twice, and they have won both of their games so far this season, so they are trying to go 3-0. They brought in a school from Minneapolis here and came out 4-2 winners, and then shut out Middleton 2-0. So the senior goalie and captain, Brian Botcher, has now not allowed a goal for the last 5 periods that he's played. And the big question for Evergreen hockey, which is almost reaching the absurd, is who is going to score the first goal of the season for this team? They are about to start their 9th period of the year without scoring. And the Evergreens had some scoring opportunities in that second period, but none of them particularly good. And again, this is the best team that the Evergreens have seen so far. But the Evergreens have trouble holding the zone and have trouble getting second opportunities. When they do get something on goal, it's usually just a one-timer. The Evergreens have struggled with that. If you are joining us on Fox Sports Radio tomorrow, we will have the Evergreens hockey game against Marquette. The team stays overnight in the Wausau area and then plays again. 3 o'clock faceoff, and you will hear it live on AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Our next D.C. Everest Evergreens broadcast will come up Tuesday night. We'll have the boys' basketball game. Please note the unusual location. It'll be at D.C. Everest Junior High School. We'll have the Everest boys against Tomahawk. The basketball team has a 1-2 record with losses to Waukesha West and Antigo, in between a win over Green Bay East. Tomahawk's off to a good start. They already have 2 wins on the young season. Tonight, a game that we don't have for you, the D.C. Everest girls basketball team is in action. Traveling all the way to western Wisconsin, they're taking on Hudson. Evergreen girls are off to a 3-0 start, and they've been traveling. When last seen, they were down in De Pere, where they posted a 40-25 win. Now all the way across to Hudson before they are back home on Tuesday night. The boys' game is at the junior high school because the girls will have the Everest Fieldhouse for their home game. Who they are playing escapes me at the moment. Sorry, ladies. Everest girls are going to be a lot of fun. Our next broadcast for them will be next Friday, a week from tonight, part of a boys and girls basketball doubleheader as the Evergreens take on the Wausau East Lumberjacks. Here at the second intermission, the University School leads D.C. Everest 4-0. We'll get the third period underway after this timeout. You're listening to D.C. Everest High School Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to the University School. Nice student section here because this is a busy night of athletics. The University School has only a 300 student body. 300 students go to school here. And they have 3 athletic events on this campus. A nice, luxurious campus. It looks like they could have filmed Dead Poets Society or Mona Lisa Smile here. This is a picturesque private school campus. They have a girls and boys basketball game taking place at the gymnasiums just across the way, and the hockey game tonight. So they have a lot of student athletes in action and a lot of student spectators out here to support. All right, ready to get the third period underway. Puck drops. And the period begins with the Evergreens still having to kill off 2 minutes and 40 seconds of that penalty to Chris Sackman, who's still in the penalty box. University School skating with a man advantage, sends it behind the net. Chris Keeler sends it back there, comes out to the point. Tommy Ferreira holds it in. Now unable to control the centering pass, sent back down the length of the ice. Goalie Brian Botcher comes out. And the University School begins their rush. Pushing forward, Duncan Brown. Brown's onside, skates right into the corner. Man, is he fast. Goes behind the net, looking about a wraparound. Now looking to center for one of his teammates. Goes back out to the blue line. Wrist shot, sticked aside from Michael Moen. He covers it up. Had to protect that far post. Chris Keeler launched it from out of the blue line. Michael Moe went down and made the save. There's still 1:54 left in the power play. The Evergreens are trying to burn off this 5-minute penalty without falling further behind. They already trail 4-0. Somewhere along the way, they got to get their first goal of the season. Fighting in the corner. I mean, you get shut out for your season opener. Yeah, you stay positive. All right, it wasn't your night. Then you get shut out a second night. It starts to set in. And at some point, it's just going to be an incredibly frustrated hockey team. That's where we're at now. Evergreens do send it down the length of the ice. 1.5 minutes left. University School sets up behind their own net. They'll rush the length of the ice. Jersey Judge starts it. Pushes forward now to Ben Habrick. On sides, now into the corner. Ben Habrick looking to center. Michael Moe went down. Now goes to one of the Evergreens defenders who clears the puck. Sends it down into the far corner. 1:10 to play. Boy, it just seems like the clock is moving so slowly when you have so much penalty time to kill off. Another rush here from the Wildcats. Here's Duncan Brown. Goes forward, slides past one of his players and is on goal and now sent into the corner and up over the plexiglass. Vladim Sunyov, who already has a goal, is just unable to catch up with that. Duncan Brown has 2 goals in this game. Hayden Brown has scored once. And Vladim Sunyov has a goal as well. 4-0. Face off to Michael Moe's left. Behind the net, looking to center. They go back out to the point. Tommy Ferreira's not pressured there. Gets the puck back. Wrist shot. Michael Moe, point blank range. Got it in between his pads. Save. I thought for a moment that that might go between his legs. Nope, got caught up in the pads. And Michael Moe has made another save with 43 seconds left on the power play. Evergreens are just fighting this very tough sledding against a very good opponent. Centering pass in front, trying the backhand save there is Vladim Sunyov. Goes into the corner, still controlling here. Another shot, a goal, save from Michael Moe. Tommy Ferreira. Ferreira sent that right into Michael Moe's chest and he covered it up. 31 seconds left. Yes, it is 4-0. Michael Moe will be the Evergreens player of the game. Against a lesser goalie, or maybe even the Michael Moe of last year, because his skills have gotten better, this game will be a complete blowout. This could easily be a 7-0 game or an 8 or 9-0 game. Michael Moe is masking how badly the Evergreens have been outplayed in this one. Right back, and University School is offside. Puck was cut up in the near side. There's only 15 seconds left now on the power play. So this has the potential to be something positive. The Evergreens are about to kill off a 5-minute penalty without falling any further behind. Evergreens hockey brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Face off outside the blue line. Evergreens win it. Send it down the length of the ice. 14.5 minutes to play in the game, and the power play is over. We're back to even strength. Final rush up the ice here for Hayden Brown. Had it poke checked away, now back out to the red line. So now we are at even strength. Puck sent into the corner. Michael Plaza fighting for it for the Evergreens. And Alex Denger is in the mix there too. Denger can't control it. And here comes Hayden Brown. Brown looked to center, slid right through the crease. Jersey Judge is fighting for it. Michael Plaza there, and the Evergreens get it out of there. Two on two if they hurry. Skating into a double team and losing control of the puck is Chris Babiarz. Babiarz looked to center, now right on the doorstep, backhand save! Best scoring opportunity of the season for Austin Shiro, and Shiro was denied by Brian Botcher. Just couldn't get a little more on that backhand. The Evergreens came very close to their first goal of the year. University School now has the puck. Big cross-ice pass goes into the zone. Riley Hill, it's going to be a two-line pass, and we'll come back. At even strength, 13-21 to play in the game. Evergreen still being shut out. 4-0. Face-off is going to come to the right of the Evergreens' goal. Taking the draw for the Evergreens is going to be Austin Shiro, who just missed that scoring opportunity. Got a whistle, and we're going to have a stoppage. Problem with the faceoff. They get someone else in there to take the draw for the University School. Justin Brandt will take the faceoff against Austin Shiro. Now the puck drops. Evergreens control off the faceoff. Trying to steer it towards the net there was Isaac Shiro. Goes into the corner. Isaac getting some playing time now. Behind the net. Austin Shiro looks to center to Isaac. Skating around. Leaving it back at the blue line for Nate Burns. Burns sends it just wide. Evergreens miss. Put it back on towards the net. Now goes behind the net where Tyler Kohler tries to center. It's in the corner. Fighting for it there. Back very physical in the corner. Isaac Shiro comes out. Evergreens control back the blue line. Wrist shot and save with the glove. Ryan Botcher. Chris Babiarz put that on net. And almost reaching behind him to make that save was Brian Botcher. I think that may have been his best save of the night. Botcher looked like he was beat and reached that glove out behind him and snatched that puck right out of midair. 12:45 to play in the game. Evergreens control the faceoff. There's a shot that's blocked, didn't get through. And the Evergreens can't hold it in the zone. Nate Burns retreats to center ice. Evergreens send it in the corner. Well, finally, the Evergreens have shown the ability to put some pressure on the net here. And we haven't seen that so far in this game. Still trail 4-0. Sent down to the other blue line. Evergreens try and get control at center ice. Sent right back in and put on goal by Brandon McGill. This is a secondary line now that the University School is playing. Some of the starters are not in right now for the Wildcats. The Evergreens are trying to take advantage of that. Coming in on goal is Tomczyk. Tomczyk's shot is blocked by one of the defenders. It's in the corner. University School comes back out. Will Perry. Perry's getting his first ice time. Tommy Ferrara is still out there. He's one of their starters. Evergreens get a partial change. Controlling at the blue line. Evergreens wait, gets men out of the zone, be on side, send it in. The Evergreens will change up too. 11:45 left in the game. 4-0 Wildcats. Sent into the corner, and Evergreen's defender is going to retreat and get it. Avery Allard sets up behind his net. Allard under some pressure. Evergreens lose control of the puck at center ice. And the University School has it back. Vladimir Sunyov is out. Sunyov was one of the starters. Now left in, skating on the backhand side and poke checked away. Peter Barney couldn't get an opportunity there. That was pretty good defense. As Alex Denger disrupted him. Now in the corner, Jersey Judge has it come out to the blue line. Judge tries to shuttle it towards the goal. It goes behind the net. Michael Moe looking to spot it. Centering now, there's a wild backhand shot, goes a little wide into the corner. University School holds the zone. 4-0 lead, 10:50 left in this one. Evergreens have it in the corner and look to clear it out. Pass goes out to center ice, looking for Michael Plaza. Plaza's onside, skates in, goes to the forehand side. Shot blocked by one of the defenders. Vladimir Sunyev didn't let that shot go through from Michael Plaza. Out to the red line. Strong check on the boards. Evergreens get the puck right back. Here comes Chris Babiarz. Babiarz can't control it. Goes back. Evergreens retreating. Going in the wrong direction. Avery Allard now at center ice. Allard sends it into the corner. Wraps around. And one of the University School defenders there. Going ahead to Peter Barney. Evergreen try desperately to hold the zone. They can't. University School is a 3-on-1 coming back the other way. And unable to control the puck was Hayden Brown. Opportunity lost there to widen their lead. Wildcats up 4-0. Evergreen's trying counterattack. Taken away. Charlie Mahoney sends it to the corner. University School gets a partial line shot. Pucks now along the near boards. Center ice fighting for it for the Evergreens is Kane Gilray. Goes back in the corner. University School gets another partial change. Evergreens retreat. They'll have to rush forward to the ice here. Trying to send forward. Here's a scoring breakaway opportunity. Dennis Grant. Grant Dennis. Unable to get that on net. Just a little bit ahead of him. And a counterattack coming the other way. Peter Miller. Miller goes behind the net. For a moment, Michael Moe couldn't locate it. Now he's got his bearings. The Evergreens defenders send it back out to center ice, where it's picked up by Tommy Ferrara, who comes right back in along those near boards. Centering pass there, just off the skates of Billy Miller. A little bit behind him, or else Miller was going to have an opportunity to score right there on the doorstep. Fighting for it in the corner. Grant Dennis. Dennis sends it out. Evergreens will change. Icing is the call with 8:55 left in the game. 4-0. That first goal has been downright elusive. DC Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. And CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Evergreens control the faceoff, quickly bring the puck out to center ice. Taken down from behind is Michael Plaza, and we play on. Goes into the corner. This will be icing. We'll come back. 8:43 to play. Evergreens have had two power play opportunities. They have not scored. Evergreens have given up two short-handed goals. That's right, they've allowed two power play scores. Although most recently the Evergreens did kill off a five-minute penalty. Face-off controlled by the University School. Brady Burrell now has it for the Evergreens. Coming back the other way, Evergreens have numbers. Shot, glove save. And trying to crash the net after it was secured was Michael Plaza. Plaza's lucky he's not being sent off here. Plaza kept playing after the whistle. Ryan Botcher already had Brady Burrell's shot in his glove. Face-off is going to come to the left of Botcher, the senior goalie. As we mentioned, he shut out DC Everest 2-0. Botcher, the goalie, is now working on six shutout periods. And here's a shot deflected in front and a save again. Set on goal by Avery Allard. There was traffic in front. Michael Plaza was trying to direct it in. And again, Brian Botcher with another save. Evergreens have been outshot 30-15. The pressure on the University School net has been ratcheted up. Evergreens control the faceoff but are unable to hold the zone. It's sent out. University School gets it behind the net. They rush up, sending it along the near boards. Vladimir Sunyov. Sunyov's taken down in the corner. No call. Nope, got a whistle now. Sunyov may be hurt. Not sure. No, I just lost his skates. Back up to his feet. Teams are going to change up. We'll come back to the other end for a faceoff. As the puck went out of bounds over the plexiglass. Faceoff here is going to come to goalie Brian Botcher's left with 8 minutes to play. And the University School wins that draw. Vladimir Sunyov goes ahead to Peter Barney at center ice. Now an Evergreen defender takes it away. Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk went hurling into the boards. Going to be a penalty here. Evergreens are going to want a power play. Tomczyk was elbowed into the boards and went down hard, and the Evergreens are going to have a man advantage. Let's see who they're going to take off here. At 4-0 with your goalie working on a shutout, you don't really need the penalty. And the penalty is going to be, I believe, against Peter Barney. Yes, it is. Two-minute minor coming up here. I believe it'll be a cross-check or an elbow. Evergreens now skate with a man advantage 5-on-4. They control, and now a shot goes wide from Michael Plaza into the corner. Plaza fights to keep it alive. It's now behind the net. University School trying to kill off a third penalty here and stymie up this DC Everest power play. Evergreens control the zone. Looking now into the corner, there's Brady Burrell. Burrell goes back out high. Evergreens have a man in front, but the pass is a little wide. The Evergreens struggle to hold the zone. Plaza was looking to send it into the corner. Check in mid-ice. Elbows were flying there both ways when we play on. 1:17 left in this power play, and the University School now has the puck, playing a man short and send it all the way down the length of the ice, where Michael Moe will control it. The Evergreens will have to rush the entire length of the sheet here. 7 minutes left in the game, 1:04 left in the power play. The Evergreens pass is errant. University School defender sends it all the way down. So the Evergreens again set up behind the net and will have to rush the entire length. The Evergreens have one of the passes taken away. Now we're fighting forward. Here comes DC Everest onside into the zone. Isaac Shero. Shero's pass on the wrong side of the blue line. Evergreens have to go out to tag up and have to fight in to get it. Jersey Judge defender trying to get it out of the corner. Grant Dennis trying to deny him. And nope, cleared out. Goes all the way down the length of the ice again. And the University School looks like they're going to have killed off this third power play. With 20 seconds left in the man advantage and 6 minutes left in the game. And the University School almost has a shorthanded opportunity to send the puck out to center ice. And the University School defenders are going to kill off the final 10 seconds here. It's behind the net. Nate Burns takes it for the Evergreens. Burns, there's an errant pass, and the Evergreens are just throwing the puck around back in their own half. A little sloppy here. Now one of the University School defenders looks to center, goes out, trying to hold their zone. Back to even strength. That was not a particularly good power play for the Evergreens. 5-on-5 hockey here with 5.5 minutes left before this one's over. Evergreens still leading 4-0. Here is skating in on goal. Missed opportunity. Peter Barneal is at the backhand. And now the rebound is put in and a score. Five nothing. Michael Moe made the initial save. I have to wait and see who they give this goal to. Comes with 5:26 left. Moe made the initial shot, but the rebound came out far and was stuck back in. I'll give you the scoring information in a moment. And the University School now is pulling many of their starters off the ice. The outcome of this game is no longer in doubt. 5-0. Pucks in the corner. Evergreens looking to control here. At center ice and goes into the Evergreens bench area and out of play. Hard to hear there. I believe they announced the goal goes to Leon Samanuk. Samanuk is one of the secondary players. Didn't get the information on the assist. We are right near the student section and it's very noisy. 5:26 was the time of the goal and it's 5-0. Evergreens have the puck now behind the University School net. Out to center ice. Evergreens looking to control there. Avery Allard slides it back into his own end. Evergreens will get a partial change here. Again, many of the University School starters now are out of the game. The Evergreens will be skating against the secondary line. There's a takedown that's not called. Brady Burrell looked like he hooked one of his opponents. Play on. Out to the red line. Evergreens try and get a rush here. Skating in. Shot on goal. Avery Allard gloved and saved by Brian Bacha. It is 5-0 with 4.5 minutes left in this one. Going to have a face-off here, and it's going to come to the left of the net in the Evergreens end. Evergreens don't control it. It's one of the University School defenders, Tommy Ferrara. Wraps it around, sends it down the length of the ice. Icing as we come back the other way. Even strength goal here on the third period makes it 5-0. unless I hear otherwise, will credit it to Leo Saminu, not one of the starters. Listed as a sophomore at the university school. And if the goal is indeed his, well, congratulations. Here's someone who didn't get a lot of ice time in this game, yet found the back of the net on a rebound. University school defender Chris Killer chased behind the net. Sent out of play for a stoppage off the stick of Tommy Ferrara. Ferrara's had an active game. 3:53 left. Evergreens, no rest for the weary. They are right back to work tomorrow. 3 o'clock's our broadcast time against Marquette. Evergreens Hockey, brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, Comprehensive Orthopedic, Podiatry, Spine, and Sports Medicine Care. Clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. Online at bonejoint.net. Big hit in the corner right in front of us, and flying into the boards was Billy Miller. Coming down the other way, icing is the call. As Justin Brandt tried to chase for the university school, to come back for a face-off on the other end. Brian Botcher has not been tested the way Michael Moe has in net, but Botcher looks like a top-notch goalie. Again, it's hard to say. He hasn't been under the same kind of duress that Michael Moe has been. Face-off comes to Botcher's right, and it's won by his Wildcat teammates. Going to get a rush up the ice, send three men in. Shot is blocked on goal and goes up over the netting and out of play. Evergreens will use the stoppage to send some fresh skates out. Face-off is going to come to Michael Moe's right. Yeah, Michael Moe has not played poorly. Just has a lot of work to do. Again, if you can't score, you can't win. So Michael Moe again is going to have a game probably in the 30 save range. And tonight he let five of them go by. Here's a shot that goes just wide. Tommy Ferrara sent it to the far post. Into the corner. Comes back out to the blue line. Slap shot in traffic, and it's blocked. Chris Keeler, still traffic in front. Puck is still loose in front. Goes into the corner. Couldn't quite get it on net. The Evergreens look to clear it out. Austin Shero does send it out to center ice. University School's Tommy Ferrara waiting there. We go under 3 minutes. Ferrara sends it into the corner. University School will change up. Evergreens have the puck. A hook that's not called there at the blue line as the University School takes the puck back and sends it back in. Vladimir Sunyov looks like a great player. Sends it into the corner again. He's fighting for it. But comes out, can't hold the zone, offside. Got a whistle. Yeah, the University School has some of their starters still out there. Half and half. Kind of a makeshift line at this point in the game. With the puck going out of bounds, we're going to come back to Brian Botcher's right-hand side. We'll have a face-off there. It'll be taken by Chris Babiarz of the Evergreens. He wins the draw, comes back out to the point. Taking the shot there was Babiarz, and it didn't get through off the skates of one of the defenders. Back the other way goes behind the Evergreens now. One of the Evergreens defenders retrieves it there, but taken away by Peter Barney. Barney puts it on goal. It's briefly loose in front. Big traffic in front of the net. Michael Moe for a moment got tangled up. Puck comes back out to the blue line. Holding the zone here, Jersey Judge had his shot blocked from the point. Trying on the backhand side is Hayden Brown. That was blocked too. Now under 2 minutes to play. Behind the net. Big hit there. Sent Hayden Brown flying. It goes into the corner. Evergreens look to send it out. University School leads 5-0. This game was over a long time ago. We're just skating out the final time left on the clock, which is now going to go down to a minute and a half. University School defender Peter Barney sends it ahead just out of the reach of Grant Dennis of the Evergreens. Partial change, skating into the zone onside as Jersey Judge shot goes wide on the glove side. Centering, nope, went behind the net. Fighting for it in the corner for the Wildcats is Billy Miller. 1:20 to play. Still physical. Chris Babiarz went flying on that sequence. Now a red line pass back into the zone and onside to the corner. Fighting for it for the University School is Billy Miller. Miller looks to center but doesn't quite have control of the puck. Evergreens trying to clear the zone. And they do. Here comes the final rush for DC Everest as we go under a minute to play. Set around the boards. Big hit there. The Evergreens are still trying to get just that first goal, and they can't. It's cleared out over Josh Merchant's stick. He couldn't hold the zone. It's online on goal. It's Michael Miller, and it's in the corner. Comes out to center ice. 45 seconds left. Retreating is Charlie Mahoney from the University School. Sends it out to the blue line. Evergreens try and send it back in. Taken right back by Will Perry, who's getting his first ice time for the Wildcats. Evergreens have the puck back. The University School takes it back. Tommy Mahoney, 25 seconds left. And the Evergreens are going to be shut out again. Going to have a stoppage offside as the pass went into the Evergreen zone. 18 seconds remaining. And the Evergreens again are on the short end, this time 5-0. Student section cheers on what's going to be a 3-0 start for their home team, the University School Wildcats. Final players coming off the ice now with 18 seconds left. There's the faceoff. Controlled by Colin Humpel, who's getting some ice time for the Evergreens. Yep, Evergreens have some JVs in here sent offside with 9 seconds remaining. Come all the way back the other end for faceoff. Not offside, icing the call. Face-off will come in the other end. Brian Botcher looking for a shutout. Faces a shot just over the crossbar. Colin Humpel had a scoring opportunity for the Evergreens. Sent it wide. Now there's only 5 seconds left. And this game is over. I'll tell you this. The University School has a fabulous hockey team. By far the best team the Evergreens have seen so far this season. Back-to-back shutouts for their senior goalie, Brian Botcher. Congratulations to him. University School scores one more goal in the third period and defeats the Evergreens 5-0. Congratulations to the Wildcats. And the Evergreens still searching for the first lamplighter of the season. We'll be back to recap tonight's scoring and a few final thoughts. Again, our final score, University School 5, D.C. Everest 0 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.